Mr. Royce Young of ESPN. Royce, I told Mark earlier, the special sauce, the secret sauce for the Thunder is just have off nights. Because the teams they need to lose keep losing.
Yeah, if they could just not play a game for the rest of the season, Dusty, they might come out looking all right going to the playoffs. But
right. It
was a very good night for the Thunder last night. They caught some breaks. LaMarcus Aldridge is now, his status for tomorrow night's game in San Antonio is in question. So, it's going into this stretch, you know, these upcoming three games at San Antonio, home against Denver, at New Orleans. If the Thunder go 3-0, I'm pretty sure that'll lock the 4 seed up for them. If they can figure out a way to go 3-0 in that little run, they'll be right where they need to be, because a lot of these other teams that are in competition with them in that same span are going to be playing each other or playing tough games. So, that's the way it goes right now, is that, you know, you can almost make up as much distance or as much ground in the standings just by sitting at home and watching as you can going out and playing a game.
The Thunder, I was in the stands earlier this season when they almost lost to the Zombie Spurs. I think without LaMarcus Aldridge, it just makes things more difficult. Is the Melo heat getting to him? I mean, when he walked off the court the other night, after he, I can't remember exactly which play it was in the final minute or two, but he walked past every one of his teammates and a couple of guys just looked at him. You know what I'm saying? There was no high five or come on. And then he walked off the court. He had that look on his face that was just like, you know, he was mad at the world. So is the criticism reaching him, Royce, or is it not?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so because, look, Carmelo Anthony came from New York where he, you know, basically for the last 3.5-4 years was completely scapegoated even by his own organization. Now, I will say, you know, the prism in which Carmelo Anthony is being viewed right now is different, because he's made such a significant role adjustment. And I firmly believe, Mark, that he's pressing, that he might be trying a little bit too hard, and that's kind of affected some of his confidence. Like we talked about the other day, I think he's trying too hard to be efficient with the shots that he is getting. And, when he's not completely in rhythm, you know, he doesn't have the luxury to kind of shoot himself out of it. But, you know, I watched him yesterday on the court. They were, you know, the Thunder, a lot of the guys like to do this three-point shooting game that they're playing, and Melo won it, naturally. And, you know, all of his teammates there had a great time.
Man.
He beat everybody. But, I mean, Melo's a great shooter. I mean, he did miss the other night, but he is a great shooter, especially when nobody's standing around him. We heard from him today at practice, and he talked to us for about 8.5 minutes. He was fantastic. He was even kind of asked about his confidence. He was like, man, I'm not worried about that. Like, and, you know, Melo has a way in which of saying that it kind of makes you believe him. I'll say this. I know a lot of the discussion, you know, of course, like we talked about, was about playing Melo down the stretch in that game against Portland. And I feel like I got to repeat it, that I would have been in favor of playing Jeremy Grant over Carmelo Anthony down the stretch. But you do have to kind of look at it in the inverse there. Let's say that Billy Donovan does hit Carmelo Anthony down the stretch of that game. Now, let's say, you know, we're all making the assumption that the Thunder beat the Blazers if that was the case. Let's say they don't. Let's say that the same bounces go their way. Jeremy Grant misses the same shots. Not only do you have an upset Carmelo Anthony, you have an upset Russell Westbrook, and you have an upset Paul George that are sitting there saying, why in the heck did you not play Carmelo Anthony? So, look, it's a tough spot for Billy Donovan to be in. Those are the tough decisions that are up to him to make. But I don't think it's just as clear-cut as, oh, you got to sit Carmelo, because there's consequences on the other side of it, too.
I saw the new Paul George Gatorade commercial. Thought that was very good. I was pretty shocked to see young Terrence Ferguson getting on a commercial on a national stage. He's got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, he can thank Paul for that one. That was PG requesting Terrence be in the commercial. That's something Paul did back in, I want to say, 2014, 2015, something with Joe Young when he was in Indiana. Paul George for a Gatorade commercial did the exact same thing, and we actually kind of talked to Paul about it yesterday after practice. And he basically said, like, look, I think Terrence Ferguson is going to be a star in this league. I think he's going to be really, really good. And it's kind of like one of those things, like, as a veteran, that's what you do. You kind of try to bring a young guy in. Terrence is 19. Give him a taste of it. Get a little exposure for him. And that's kind of like, you know, the fraternity that these guys have is, and I think it's Paul George basically saying that he believes in Terrence Ferguson. He thinks he's going to be a stud player and want to get him early at time.
Did he say the same things about Joe Young?
I don't know. That's a great follow-up, Mark. because
they're trying to find where Joe Young is these days.
I don't know yet. He's playing for CSKA in Moscow right now. He's playing. It's the best endorsement in the world.
When do you think we'll hear on LaMarcus Aldridge on exactly what that what the prognosis of his knee is?
I assume it'll be from Greg Popovich pregame tomorrow. Sometimes the Spurs, if a guy is clearly out, they won't wait till game time. The Spurs will get out in front of it and just make announcements on who's in and who's out. So it didn't seem like it was that serious of an injury, it was just a knee contusion. That's sometimes just about kind of pain tolerance and discomfort. But look, and like Mark said, you cannot make the assumption that, LaMarcus Aldridge is out, the Thunder is just going to take care of business. At this point, everybody should have learned their lesson 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times with Thunder that what might appear to be easy and simple and straightforward is not as such.
So, I refuse to believe that the Spurs are more potent without LaMarcus Aldridge than with him. I understand what you're saying. Well, maybe the Thunder won't show up. They're going to just think this game's already won. I mean, in this spot, with the wins meaning as much as they mean, I mean, you'd prefer to face a LaMarcus Aldridge-less San Antonio Spurs.
Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, considering the alternative, yes, absolutely agree with you. And I would say this too, Dusty. The Thunder, that Boston game notwithstanding, the Thunder, for the most part, has done a much better job in the second half of the season winning the games that they're supposed to win against teams that are, missing players or whatever it is. So the Thunder have done a good job. Some of those games have been ugly. They haven't really necessarily been all that encouraging, but they have gotten the job done. So, there's no question about it. I mean, you want Greg Popovich to call in sick. You want LaMarcus Aldridge to be out. You want Danny Green to feel like he needs a rest. You don't want anybody to play if you can have it your way.
I missed the game Joe Young started for the Pacers this year, or the 50 that he played in. But anyway, he's not making much of a league.
That is news to me.
Joe Young is on the Pacers. He's played 50 games. not averaging a whole lot of points per game. What is amazing about the Thunder, as much as we've ripped them for losing to bad teams this year, is all these teams that they don't have a tiebreaker against, like Portland, they've lost four games to Portland in the standings. So Portland's losing to these teams too, right? I mean, everybody's playing this basically the same schedule, especially when you're in your own division. So it's not like, they're finishing that far behind these teams.
I said it after they lost to Boston, Mark, because that same night Utah lost to Atlanta on their home floor. And, you look at the way some of these teams are and the games that they lose, and you sit there and you scratch your head. I mean, look at the Timberwolves the other night, for crying out loud. That's one of the all-time worst losses.
Terrible.
Season, losing to that Grizzlies team. And nobody is immune to it. And you cannot make an assumption. I will say this. The Spurs are where they are right now because they have beat those teams. If you look at the Spurs' record against sub-500 teams versus their record against pro-500 teams, the Spurs have taken care of business just about as well as anybody in the league at beating the teams they're supposed to, at least up until some of these recent injuries that they've dealt with. So, I think the Spurs are not as good as maybe their record indicates they are. I think the Spurs are probably, a pretty mediocre team. They're probably in that more of that category with, at the bottom end of the Western Conference with the Clippers and the Nuggets, rather than being a team that's actually competing for the four seed. But they've been really good on their home floor this year. That's where San Antonio has been good. They're tough to beat down there.
What are you hearing, or what do you think the end game is for Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio?
That situation is one of the strangest that I can remember. I've been covering the NBA, Dusty, for now like almost a decade. And I can't think of a situation that is more unique and more strange than that. Just because I think when you throw it in the mix of like the context of the Spurs organization, how these type of things don't happen to the Spurs, and then because it's the Spurs, there's not much coming out about it. There's a lot of we've had a few things from Woj come out. Michael Wright, my colleague at ESPN, they've been all over it. They've reported things. The thing about where he was supposed to come back March 15th, I found to be really strange, because that came out. Lisa Salters reported it, and just some inside baseball here. I'll tell you, she had her pregame meeting, the broadcast meeting, as you know about, Dusty. She had that with Greg Popovich, and she walked out shortly after that and reported that Kawhi Leonard was going to be returning March 15th. So I think you can connect the dots there of where maybe her source was. And all of a sudden, Kawhi Leonard's not coming back March 15th. So I think the Spurs are confused. I think Kawhi Leonard is confused. They want this second medical opinion that's not clearing him. He doesn't feel comfortable. It is unusual. It is strange. And it seems to me that the relationship is very strained between the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I think that they've got to do everything they can to try to fix it in the offseason, though. That's what they have to do. It's as simple as that. I don't care how mad whoever is, which side of it is pissed off right now. They got to get it fixed in the offseason.
I mean,
that's how I would approach
it. He's it. He is their future.
You're not going to get a good deal from him.
Yes, you can't. Look, I don't think the Spurs would even entertain the idea whatsoever of saying, okay, maybe we got to shop them. Maybe we got to trade Kawhi. The Spurs are not going there. And, you know, at least not to this point. And I know that the Los Angeles Lakers are rubbing their hands together like they do with every star in the league. Look, Paul George is not the only player that they have their eye on. The Lakers think that they can get him. They call it Lakers exceptionalism. They still think they're going to get Russell Westbrook next summer, even though he signed up for 5 years in Oklahoma City. That's the way the Lakers think.
Well, so if the Lakers have their choice, I mean, and they are trying to woo Kawhi, LeBron, and Paul George, who are they going to take?
Right.
They can't take three.
Right. I mean, I think that their choice would probably be they would probably want it sooner than later, so they pick LeBron and Paul George just to get two in the door. But, you know, I mean, look, Kawhi grew up out there. He played San Diego State. Like, you know, he's got the same connections that Paul George does. It's just that Paul George, you know, Kawhi Leonard is a mute, so he doesn't ever say anything. Paul George is not immune to wanting to, you know, speak words about things that he feels very comfortable saying out loud in a public setting. Kawhi Leonard doesn't do that. But we don't, for all we know, Kawhi Leonard has the same thoughts that he's had.
Which is what makes this all the more weird. A, that it's the Spurs, and B, that it's Kawhi Leonard. Like, he just seemed like a guy, it's like, tell me what to do, where to go, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to say a word. Like, I don't know, it's just the whole situation. What's going to be interesting, though, is I agree with Mark 1,000,000%. If you're San Antonio, you've got to figure out a way to salvage this relationship. You can't,
absolutely.
I mean, you cannot let Kawhi Leonard out the door. And if you're Kawhi Leonard, you just wonder, is he going to be able to get past whatever it is that's got him agitated at this point? And I don't know, it's just such an odd situation to see unfold throughout the season.
I can't imagine that the Spurs, you know, they're not completely blameless in this, Dusty, but I can't imagine where they've gone wrong here. You know, it's just something is up with Kawhi. He wants a second opinion. He hasn't felt comfortable. Whatever it is, you know, I can't imagine where the Spurs are like, what have we done wrong? You know, why are you not happy? Like, where have we gone wrong in this? It's kind of similar to the Thunder with Kevin Durant in the foot. Kevin Durant had one of the most unique big foots in the whole wide world. He was in like the 4% of people that surgery didn't work for. And really the Thunder did about everything that they could possibly do to try to protect the guy and get him through it. But still, it strained the relationship to a degree. So, I mean, injuries are tough. And, you know, it's an awkward position for both sides.
All right, Royce. Well, enjoy another night away from Thunder basketball. Maybe Minnesota can lose to Atlanta at home tonight.
Who knows? Maybe the Thunder will end up in the one seed by tomorrow morning. That's the way it seems like it's going.
It's definitely trending that way. Great stuff, Royce. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Royce.
All right, see ya.